had arrived at 7:02 to work up a new admit. Albert K., 19. It was 14:42. I know because I'm fastidious about marking the time on the top sheet. My first impression was a bit meh, to be honest. The chart said pituitary tumour and the prognosis was good. They're usually benign. But what I noticed was good balance. Little to indicate illness, just greasy hair, sallow skin, some extra weight. He was up and out of bed, which was unexpected. He looked out the window, which meant I could see the bare curve of his bottom through the gap in the gown. Hello, Albert. I'm Nurse Kat. I'm just here to get your details. Dr. S will be by later to talk you through the procedure. He had turned, but I wasn't sure he'd heard me. His focus was somewhere below my eyes. This happens, and I'm used to it, even if I don't like it. Ahem, Albert. Did you catch what I said? His gaze, which had arrived at my hip, slowly made its way back up, over my stomach and my chest, and finally arrived about an inch below my eyes. Al, he mumbled. I'm sorry, I said. Al. No one calls me Albert except to make fun. It's just Al.
Oh, okay, Al. I'll make a note for the others,
I'd said as I flipped to sheet two. I need to ask you your details. It's quite extensive. There's history, allergies, contacts, a whole list. It could take some time. Would you like to sit back in the bed?
I'm okay,
he'd mumbled.
At least you're pretty. Prettier than the other one.
I was a bit offended, but also confused, and didn't know which to act on first. I was for sure the first to arrive, so I went with responsible nursing. What other one? Has someone been to see you already?
Not here, he answered. At the last hospital.
Now I was upset. I riffled the pages of the chart. No prior history, no operations, no hospitalizations. Who the hell assembled this chart in the first place? Look, I said, I'm missing any mention of a prior hospitalization. Let's step back and start from the beginning. Can you tell me when you first? And about then is when things changed. I couldn't say what, and I couldn't say how, but my notes from that point got weird and frankly embarrassing.
Not professional.
I didn't even mark the time of exit.
Relax,
he'd said. I'm pretty sure he'd said that. I think he'd said that. But either way, I relaxed. Like, completely. My back, which had been aching from standing straight on the hard floors, even in my clogs, just stopped hurting. My arms, which had been holding the clipboard up extra high to hide my breasts from Al's gaze, fell low. Even my patient smile fell slack.
You might want to sit,
he'd said. I'm pretty sure he'd said. I think he said. But either way, I sat on the bed.
You know what you want to ask,
he'd said. Or I thought.
Anyway, I did.
How's me uniform? I asked.
I definitely asked because his answer is right here on the chart. Not to my liking. Scrubs show off nothing. And light blue is not a good colour for you. Let's try something more... What are they called? Candy striper. And on reflection, for a greasy and frankly fat 19-year-old, this kid was throwing around some serious big dick energy. I mean, what the fuck? But I wrote it down. And I guess, since I'm sitting here now in fucking fishnets and a too short skirt, not to mention my breasts spilling out of my top, I guess I listened and complied. Preferred schedule? I'd asked.
Schedule a wake-up blow, an evening fuck. And this might surprise you, but I love to go down on a lady. So let's have a taste of you at mid-afternoon.
It's all here on the form, so I definitely asked, and he almost certainly answered. And frankly, that is a lot of time to devote to one patient. One patient who isn't nearly my sickest. But patient care is our number one priority, the sign behind station two says. So here I am. Oh, well, it's about two now, so cunnilingus now? I asked, going for the most formal word I could conjure.
Look, I prefer a bit of a slut. Not like running around topless and sucking off strangers. Well, not all the time. But you know, eat me, stick your tongue in my fuckhole. Something on that order of magnitude would be fine.
Al said. I think. I'm pretty damn sure he said it because slut is circled in red pen on page 3. Slut. Circled.
And no, he continued. It's been a day. I'm tired. Just blow me. Maybe ride me. Get me off now and come back later when you're properly dressed and I can eat you out then. We can change to the normal schedule tomorrow.
And here it is. Bottom of page 3. Normal schedule day 2. The next is a blur, a dream. Oh God, I hope it's a dream. And I hope it's not. What would it say about me if this was my dream? I mean, I remember it. I remember a lot of the details, but I do not get what I was thinking. I guess I just wanted to remain professional. I know for sure I got off the bed and I got on my knees. I know because my knees are sore and red. Those floors are fucking hard. You can see them through my fishnets. I remember too that his penis wasn't hard when I'd gotten the gown out of the way. Not yet. Not then. But it was small. He must be a grower, I recall thinking. I think, with the kind of arsehole attitude he's been throwing around. I looked up from his soft penis and he said something like, you know what to do. This isn't your first time. I hate first timers. It's like a fucking puppet. And I did know, of course, what to do. But why in God's name would I? Why in God's name did I? I reached to the table for latex gloves. Well, standard procedure it is. But he said, not necessary. And I dropped the box back down and moved to the Vaseline. I had two fingers in the jar when Al said,
that's going in your mouth.
With that annoying teenagery whinge. It doesn't taste great, but it's safe as consumption, I answered. Or I thought. And I scooped out a glob with my left while I worked his penis with my right.
After a time, not sure how long, it's missing from my notes. But anyway, he became erect. Not huge, but not quite so small as I first thought. Oh yeah, here it is. 5.5 measured by... Oh my. Measured by my mouth. Completely average in my experience. I'm going to apply this jelly to your penis, I said. And he arched his brow. Oh, I blushed. I'm usually more professional. I apologised and rephrased. I'm going to apply this jelly to your cock. I guess it wasn't good enough because he still held my gaze, a slight frown at the corner of his mouth. The kind of patient clue the best nurses noticed, you know. Once more, I'm going to smear this jelly on your fucking cock till it's slick enough to fuck it with my hand. I guess that was better as I got no rebuke. And I brought my jelly-filled left to his penis and worked it up and down. I am nothing if not professional, so I was thorough. I took on the shaft first, moving my fist, smearing the jelly till it was well distributed. Then I went to work on the head. I'm not a virgin, okay? I've been with men before, and the ones I know go crazy when I work the head. And I sure as hell was going to give that little prick with his sullen attitude the best prick job I could give. I did it all. Ran a finger round the ridge of the head, rubbed his frenulum with the pad of my thumb while squeezing the base, used my nails as best I could. They are short, like policy requires, to run from the point of the tip down the head and sides of his penis, like cracking an egg. I sandwiched his cock between two flat palms and rubbed it back and forth. I did the thumb and forefinger circle, jerking and twisting just under the head. Forward and reverse grip. I even reverse gripped with me whole hand, jerking fast and hard just under the head. And that is damn hard to do while kneeling on the floor. I looked up from his penis. He was looking away. Not frowning, but not panting. I would have to do better. I took my hands off his cock and lifted the top of my scrubs off, cross-handed over my head. Thankful my French braid meant I wouldn't have to redo my hair. My Under Armour came next. I'd caught his attention, but as I put my hand back on his shaft, I heard... Just a B. I hoped for more. Well, I fucking never. First of all, C, thank you. And I'll have you know, I said, real men like real real boobs. It's fine, he said with a sigh. There's no point to implants. I'll be gone soon enough. But later, let's find another nurse with bigger tits and I can use hers while you blow me. I'm sure about that one, because I have it here on page 4. Deborah, big tits, 8 a.m. I was about to tell him where he could fucking get off when he signalled me with a lazy right hand, as if to say, back to work. So I got back to work. I took a paper towel from the table and gently wiped away the excess jelly. Then I rubbed his penis against my breasts, slapping it twice on my left, and then rubbing the spot under his head across each nipple. A small noise escaped his lips now, and looking up, his attention was fixed on me. Ha! Arsehole, I thought. Who's too fucking small now? That's what I thought, but... What I said was something dumb like, I love your hard cock. See the way it bounces off my tits. See how they ripple like a stone in the water.
I could tell he liked that because he started to slightly jerk in me hand.
Okay, he said. Quit fucking around and get your mouth on it.
I think he said. Well, I definitely got my mouth on it.
True to expectations, I did not like the taste of Vaseline. But that's fine. This was patient care, not cat care. It was tolerable. I mean, the guy was clearly a douche, but I wasn't going to let that make me drop the quality of my care. Like I said, I'm a fucking professional. So I sucked it, I licked it, I slurped it up and down till my saliva had washed away the last of the jelly. And then till it was pooling around the hand I had firmly gripping the base. I can't get penises deep in my mouth. My throat is a no-go area. But for once he had no complaints because I went to town with what I did. Did I lightly graze with my teeth? Yes, I did. Did I flick my tongue back and forth across the very tip like a fluttering reed? I sure did. Did I push it as far as I could till I started to gag and then hold and suck it like I was... Fuck. Did I push it as far as I could till I started to gag and then hold it and suck it like it was an extra thick shake? I think you know the answer. I was vigorous. My neck was already aching from the whiplash. And again. Did I push it as far as I could till I started to gag and then hold it and suck it like it was an extra thick shake? I think you know the answer. I was vigorous. My neck is already aching from the whiplash. And on every third or fourth upward stroke, I would suck the head extra hard as I pulled off for that pop sound. I was bouncing up and down with my mouth on that penis so hard, so fast, that even with the rubber wheels, the bed moved back a half inch. I remember looking up to his eyes and seeing them firmly fixed. Not on my mouth, not on his penis, but on my breasts, bouncing up and down with each stroke of my mouth. See, arsehole, I thought. He noticed me noticing him. Enough, he said, and I let his penis fall slack from my mouth, hitting me on the chin as it descended and then bounced. Get up. Okay, here we go, I thought. Up I stood. Down came the scrubs and undies in one go. Now I was standing naked, but for my white clogs. I told you those scrubs... Fuck! I told you those scrubs did nothing for you. You have a great arse. He said, in what I was pretty sure was his first expression of enthusiasm since I first entered his room. Turn around and show it off. I turned. I arched. I showed. I mean, I've seriously had it with leering patients. But if I'm going to do a thing, I'm going to do it, you know? Okay, he said, reaching out to lay a hand on my bottom. Tomorrow, I want fishnet tights, crotchless. And no undies. Well, that happened for sure, because, well, look at me. Then, do you know what he did? He actually smacked me on the bottom. Do you know the last time someone even pinched my bottom without my consent? Like, not even a slap, just a grab. Well, it was on the bus and I actually decked him.
I thought I'd get arrested. But here I was with Albert fucking smacking me like a misbehaving child. And I did, well, not nothing. I helped. I arched back further. I wiggled my behind. I got wet. Like really wet. I lubricated like I was getting it on with Henry Cavill. And he noticed. I know, because I looked back over my shoulder past my arched back and saw him smirk at me while he ran the flat of his hand up my vulva. I felt that. I felt fucking liquid. And then he smirked some more, looking me right in the eye while he licked from his palm to the tip of his finger. I guess he does like the taste of a lady. That will have to go in the notes. Then he returned his hand to my vagina and rubbed up and down. It wasn't focused, but he grazed my clitoris enough that I was having trouble staying on my feet. My face felt flush, and I think I started to pant. He pushed a finger inside me. It was a bit too hard for my liking, but he did the trick, and I was definitely panting now. Then he withdrew with a slick squelch. The smirk was wider. And I mean, what was that? Standing there in that yellow paper gown with his hard penis poking up a ridiculous point, smirking at me. Whatever, I was pretty much beyond caring anyway. He went to the bed and fiddled with the controls. Give it to me, I demanded, and I raised the head with a mechanical whirl. With the gown held to the side, he laid down and said, get on. Not even a fucking please. But I mean, at least that is normal patient behaviour. No one says please anymore. Manners cost nothing, you know. So up I climbed, knees to each side of his thighs, and started to scoot forward to get the angle of his penis right to enter my vagina. I told you, you have a great ass, he said with a sigh. Turn around. But the way he said it, like I was a stupid schoolgirl. I think I must have blushed 6 shades of red across my whole body. I never let patients get to me. It's not professional. But I think a few unbidden tears escaped as I turned and lifted each knee over his legs. He must have grabbed his own penis because I felt it rubbing up and down against my vulva. And without so much as even a by your leave, he pushed up and in, and he was well and truly inside me. He isn't huge, but even so, I need a minute with any penis to adjust, to relax the muscle and make way. But his hands were at my hips, jerking me up and down before I knew which way was up. And I was full. I remember that. I felt like stuffed full of penis. And I was panting. I couldn't barely catch my breath. I must have hyperventilated because I was light-headed, bouncing up and down on him. Do you know what? It felt good. No, it felt amazing. It felt like every other time I'd had sex was a daydream and that this was the real thing. I'm not a multi-orgasmic woman, never have been, and that's fine. But I swear he had me coming left and right and quickly. It usually takes me a while to get there, if I even can from straight sex. I wasn't even touching myself and I was like a firecracker, just going off over and over. But I'm a professional. I never lost my focus on the patient, and even with the orgasms and him smacking my bum over and over, I milked that penis. I flexed my pelvic wall and gripped him on each upstroke. I kept up the pace. I focused on him. I didn't grind down to maximise the pressure on my clitoris. I was up and down that penis, root to tip, as fast and as smooth as I could manage. In short, I was a great lay. My nursing instructors would be proud of me. Even if I was distracted by my own enjoyment. Even if I really detested the patient, I gave him everything I had to give. And he gave it to me. Or I assume he did. He smacked my bottom the last time and then grabbed and squeezed hard as he grunted, holding me down and himself inside me. I wasn't entirely sure he came, because I was having the mother of all orgasms myself. It kind of snuck up on me. I could barely breathe. But when I came down to earth a minute later, he'd pulled out of me, and I felt a trickle of liquid pull down out of my vagina and onto his penis. I slowly climbed off. My legs were shaky, and as I scaled off the bed, I caught sight of his face, smirking again. Liquid was running down the inside of my left leg.
"I know," he said.
"Know what?" I asked. But to be honest, I knew what he meant, and I think he knew that I knew, because his stupid, greasy little face actually winked at me with a loopy half grin. And then, with a little shake of his head,
"You'll find it on the chart later when you review the workup."
I haven't looked at page 5. I'm scared to look, silly as that sounds. But deep down I know it's going to be a chart of my orgasms by length and intensity. The orgasms that little fucker gave me. Like he owned my body. He may have snapped and pointed, or that might just be my imagination, but I definitely cleaned the semen off his penis and testicles. And I did a proper job, no matter how I felt about him. A professional job. I licked up every drop till he was clean as a whistle. I wiped down my inner thighs and my poor abused vulva and bent to pick up my scrubs and dress. That's when he said it. That's why I'm hiding here, as far from 702 as I can get, instead of doing me rounds.
"I really do like that arse. Lube it up before you come back tonight."
Honestly.